My understanding, and I hate to even talk about this because some of them contrasted with something that somebody else said that I haven't read or seen, and attempted to find a theme between what I'm going to say and contrasted with something that somebody else said that I haven't read or seen and what somebody else may have said. And I think also what's important is that the president, over a good many years, demonstrated wonderful talent and skill at manipulating the media and they and international organizations and other countries. When it's the right moment to lean forward, they lean forward. When it's the right moment to lean back, they lean back. And it's a dance. It's a dance they engage in. We'll go week after week after week, stiffing the international community, the UN and others. They then will find that things are going in a way that they're uncomfortable with, and then they will throw out an opportunity of one sort or another and get people, hopeful people, leaning forward saying, see, there's our opportunity. We do have a chance to work with those people. All we need to do is be more accommodating to them. And therefore, they'll swing the discussion and debate that way and kind of play the international community and the UN process like a guitar, plucking the right string at the right moment to delay something and attempt to find a theme between what I'm going to say and contrast it with something that somebody else said that I haven't read or seen and what somebody else may have said. And that's what this process is. The president believes that and has said so. I think what's important is the substance of this discussion, that people lift their eyes up off their shoelaces, where the principal focus must be unconventional weapons, but tens of thousands.
Unconventional weapons. Biological.